Management of the angioedema without the wheals depend upon the type of the angioedema without the wheals. If it is mast cell mediator induced, that is associated with the chronic spontaneous urticaria, then the treatment would be entirely the same as that of the urticaria, in which we are going to prescribe the antihistamine, both non-sedating, second generation, maybe plus combined or not combined with the first generation sedating type of the antihistamine. And it should be given on the daily basis until spontaneous remission take place. And usually we have seen that the higher doses are required than normal. Omalizumab is another FDA-approved drug which is used for the treatment of the urticaria or angioedema even without the urticaria. Here it must be understood that in these cases, the steroid are not effective. And epinephrine will be ineffective too. H1 antihistamine, steroid, epinephrine, they will be all ineffective for the treatment of hereditary angioedema or acquired C1-esterase inhibitor deficiency. Because in them, the etiology is different, so the drugs which I just mentioned won't work for them. The triggering factors should be avoided, especially the hormonal therapies if it is triggering the angioedema. In emergency cases, we must give purified plasma-derived C1-esterase inhibitor because it is deficiency of this enzyme, of this protein. So that's why for the emergency treatment and for the prophylaxis, we have to give purified plasma-derived C1-esterase inhibitor. Besides this, we have to give another drug, which is a bradykinin receptor antagonist by the name of icatibant, which can be given by subcutaneous injection. There is another drug called the ecallantide, which is a kallikrein inhibitor, if it is one of the causes. Fresh frozen plasma containing C1-esterase inhibitor can be given in the emergency as well if a purified form is not available.